come, let us adore him. Jesus is born, and we adore him this morning. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. It's my privilege to welcome you here this morning. You're looking very festive. I'm liking the jumpers and the hats and the glitter and all that stuff. Very nice indeed. Our first carol this morning is Christians Awake, Salute the Happy Morning. I invite you to stand as we sing together. Please take your seats. God's wondrous love expressed in that baby in the manger. God's wondrous love. What a beautiful image. And we're going to light our candles this morning, and we get to light that fifth candle this morning. No more to Ronnie's jokes. And then we'll do so, and as we've done for the whole of this Advent period, we'll sing, Light of the World, You Came Down into Darkness. In that baby, God became one of us. God took on flesh. God showed that he knew what it was to be one of us, that he'd lived and that he'd experienced and he'd felt what we experienced and that we know. In that baby, God is no longer distant. God is love, and love amongst us. Let's sing together.
Here I am to worship, here I am to worship.
Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we bow before you in adoration this morning. We thank you that you are love incarnate. And we thank you that you are our hope. May we live as people worthy of that gift. Lord Jesus, we worship you and we adore you this morning. Father God, we thank you that you did not stand at a distance, but through that baby you wish to draw near to us. Holy Spirit, be with us as we worship this morning. Amen. We're fortunate to have the Christmas Day band with us today. And they are going to bring to us a piece called Yuletide Rag, which features in the middle of it, the timbrelists are already itching to go at the sound of that piece. And perhaps if we'd been more organized, we could have had a repeat performance from our carol concert last week. But this piece, Yuletide Rag, it's in a rag style, it's light-hearted in nature. And it features in its central section the carol Deck the Halls with the Boughs of Holly, the Christmas Day band. Wonderful, thank you very much. We're used to being cold at Christmas, aren't we? And this seems to be a particularly mild Christmas day. And usually I would say, oh, the next carol is going to transport us to the Caribbean, but we could almost practically be there with the temperature that we experienced yesterday and that we're experiencing today. But the next carol is in the style of a calypso. The Calypso Carol, see him lying on a bed of straw. And I invite you to stand, if you're able, and join in the singing of this one. Lovely, thank you very much. I think that was lacking a bit of percussion, don't you think, Glenn? To give it that full Caribbean feel, I always feel like shaking something or scraping something. Did anyone see the repair shop last night? And they were repairing a pan drum, weren't they? Which, yeah. We could have done with one of them this morning. That would have really transported us to Trinidad. Yeah. Is there any children here? Are there any children here? Yeah. Oh, yes. I'm here. Who was that? Was that Felicity, was it, or was it Matthew? Was it? Oh, okay. Oh, lovely. Goodness me, and you're coming with your arms full. Oh, no. Did someone visit your house yesterday, Felicity?
Yeah.
Who visited your house overnight?
It was Grandpa Nan. Oh, Father Christmas.
And Father, so Grandpa's been at Aunt Father Christmas. Ayla, did anyone visit your house?
Yes, Father Christmas.
Oh, lovely. You too, Hudson, by the looks of it. You've got your hands full here. Whoa, actually, because I'm very interested in this, we're going to start with Hudson. Hudson, can you show this to everyone? Turn around and hold it up. And can you tell everyone what it is?
Yes.
What is it?
It's a hovercraft.
It's a little hovercraft. That's very cool. And is the brolly a Christmas present as well? Are you expecting some rain today? I think there's rain in the forecast, so I think you're probably wiser than the rest of us. Morning, Max. How are you? I love your festive Marvel jumper. It looks good. What have you got to show us?
Mario things.
Some Mario things. So is that a game for your Nintendo Switch?
Yeah.
Do you like video games? And you've got a little figure of Mario on a cart here as well. Have you had the chance to play this game yet?
No.
Have you got your Switch with you?
No.
Okay, so hopefully in the next few days you'll be able to enjoy that maybe when you get home. Lovely. Well done. Lovely. So what is this? I think I know what this is. It's a Furby. And is, does the Furby have a name? Do they come with names, Furbies?
Alice.
Have you named that Furby after your mum? Because it's kind of the same name, isn't it? No? Or does it just come with that name? What? Ah, I think I know what this is.
Stitch.
From the film Lilo and Stitch. Lovely. Am I wrong, or have you got makeup on as well? Is that Father Christmas he's doing?
No.
No? Okay, it's just you. Just, yeah, lovely. I get it. But is that a Christmas present, that Stitch? That's lovely, and I can tell that you're enjoying it very much. Martha, do you want to speak to me? Yeah. She's like, I speak to you every day, mate. Oh, here. So, Martha, what did you get from, who brought this?
Santa
brought this, and what is it?
Scooter.
And does this scooter do anything other than scoot? It's a scooter with flashing wheels. Woo! We haven't seen the wheels flash yet. I might get a screwdriver to it later on. Yeah, but that's a lovely scooter. And of course, it's Eva's first Christmas, and she's come equipped with a laptop. Yeah. Lovely. Well, thank you very much, everyone, for... Matthew! He's a trickster, this one, isn't he? Has he been standing behind me the whole time? Has he? So, Matthew, did anyone visit your house overnight?
Yeah.
Right, let me hazard a guess. Did Father Christmas come?
A few reindeer came.
A few reindeer came. Ooh, very interesting. Did Father Christmas bring you a teenage ninja turtle warrior or whatever they were? What were they called? Mutant.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Did you by any chance get a dressing up set for... No. So what... You just woke up like this. So can you explain this? You got Air Jordans. Wow, they're really cool. Very nice. But what is this all about? Can you tell us?
It's my ninja mask.
Just an everyday kind of a ninja mask. Okay, quite right. Why not? Well, thank you very much, everyone, for showing us what Santa's brought you. You're all very fortunate, and I'm sure you're all very grateful for what you've received. It looks like all exciting things, and I hope that you have fun later on today playing them. I think, are we going to sing Away in a Manger now, are we? Yeah. And John is here ready to go. Shall we join together in singing Away in a Manger? And children, why don't you look out and look at these people and enjoy their sparkling attire and sing Away in a Manger. I've got two Bible readings for you this morning, and the first one is from John chapter 1 verse 14, and then we'll skip all the way to John 15, and we'll switch Alice the Furby off. In the meantime, John chapter 1. Do you need a screwdriver or something? Is that it? John chapter 1, verse 14. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. And skipping all the way to John chapter 15, and I'm going to refer to John later on again. John chapter 15, verses 9 to 12. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands. Remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. A few people have heard this introduction already this week, but the message is slightly different, so please listen nonetheless. I've got a little bit of a quiz for you. Those who attend Friends Together know that I love a quiz. And the corniest and the cheesier, the better. So here we go. I've got a quiz for you. There's eight questions. There's no pressure because there's no prize. And I'm going to test your knowledge of the Bible and of the Christmas story. Are you ready? Fingers on buzzers. Here we go. The Gospels of Luke and Matthew relate the birth of which? This baby. Question number two. Whose birth was announced by a choir of angels? Lovely. You're keeping up so far. To whom was a gift of the aromatic tree resin known as myrrh given? Good, you're getting the idea. Whose feet did Mary Magdalene wash? Come on, I'm expecting a little bit more enthusiasm here. You should have got the pattern by now. Who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life"?
Jesus.
Whose name means God saves in Hebrew? Jesus. Lovely. Well done. Question number seven. Which famous historical figure was crucified on Mount Golgotha?
Jesus.
You're doing well so far. You're doing well. Who is the reason for the season?
Jesus.
Wrong. Wrong answer. You're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. The reason for the season is you. You are the reason for the season. I am the reason for the season. We are the reason for the season. And we see that all through the carols that we have sung this morning, through the Bible readings we have shared. We have seen that in the baby Jesus, God took on flesh and became one of us. And that's what that Bible reading from John means. The Word became flesh. The Word here means Jesus. Jesus became flesh. Jesus became one of us to show us that God cared, to show us that God loved us. And we see that particularly strikingly in this other verse later on in John's Gospel. A verse that many of you will be able to recite with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God is no longer distant. God has become one of us. And he has done that to show us that he loves and cares for us. He's done that to bring us into relationship with us. And he has done that so that we can have the privilege of eternal life spent with him. And that to me sounds like a wonderful gift. But then moving on again in John's Gospel to that passage from John 15. The best way that we can manifest that love, the best way that we can show our gratitude for that gift of love that God has given us, is to love each other. Because when we've been loved in such a way that God has become one of us to demonstrate his love for his creation, our only proper response to such a wonderful love, to this love that is like no other, is to love others as well. That's what Christmas is all about, isn't it? We exchange these gifts. We don't do it because it's only a tradition. We do it because we want to manifest our love to each other, to our family members, to our friends. And I wonder if this Christmas time you can consider other ways in which you can share this great love, this love like no other, with those around you. Our next carol is In the Bleak Midwinter. And as I've already said today, it doesn't feel like bleak midwinter today. But the imagery, particularly in this first verse, you know, is representative of a world that is stone cold to the love that God is ready to impart. Yet in the midst of that, the baby Jesus comes as an embodiment of that God of love. Let's sing together In the Bleak Midwinter. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this great gift of love. May we receive it, may we accept it, and may we share it around us. We thank you for the model of Jesus who shows us how to do that. And we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit who drives us on. Father God, I ask that you would remain in the rest of our celebrations today. That you would be the focus of everything that we do today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I've just got a few announcements to make before we sing our final carol this morning. Tea and coffee will be served in the entrance after the benediction is pronounced. And please stay and enjoy that. Christmas lunch for those who have signed up will be served at 1 o'clock, and I'm looking forward to it. And the only other announcement is to say that next Sunday at 10:30, we'll be gathered here for worship, and you're all, particularly if you're a visitor today, you are warmly invited to join with us, as you are every Sunday at 10:30. Our closing carol this morning is Joy to the World, and I invite you, if you're able, to stand as we sing together. May the God of the angels, who heralded Christ's birth, bring joy to your hearts this day and always. May the God of love, who gave his only Son to be born for you, fill your life with love and peace. May Emmanuel, God with us, be with you all in all your doings and all your celebrations, until he brings you into his eternal kingdom. And may Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen.